Interesting 4 days. Feels like I've been here forever with the rain and the late starts and everything. But ultimately, I thought we played really good cricket today in the only day that was, I suppose, really relevant. Day one and day four. I thought we played really, really well today to bowl that threateningly on what was a really, really, really benign pitch. Very slow and flat. And the pink ball was really, really tough to get anything out of it. Once the seam wore down there, it was really, really tough to get anything from it. So, yeah, I thought the bowler stuck at it brilliantly today. Very, very impressed.
In terms of the game itself, you and Phil Mustard obviously had a chat. Was that just yourselves or was it coaches and everyone gets a bit involved?
It was a bit of a throwback to yesteryear. We met in the pub, had a swift beer and said, what do you fancy? What do you reckon? Had a bit of a negotiation and both coaches seemed happy enough. We felt it was fair. It was such a flat wicket. They were happy with it. But obviously we got off to a great start taking wickets. I thought Abhi Scandia was fantastic with the ball all game on championship debut. It was a really amazing performance. And then CJ as well, and Jofra is, you know, really at the top of his game at the moment. So we bowled fantastically well, just couldn't get over the line.
Yeah, and at tee, it almost looked as if you might do it.
Yeah, absolutely. We were in the shout. But I was, to be honest with you, to get six wickets so quickly was a really fantastic effort. And as I say, the boys tried so hard. The skill level was really high from all of the seam bowlers. Danny Briggs bowled well, even Delray at the end, balls were spinning, but the ball just didn't seem to go to hand for a period of time there. So, look, we tried absolutely everything out there. I was really, really proud of the effort and the skill level, but just couldn't get it done.
In terms of these young bowlers, there seems to be a bit of a conveyor belt at the minute, Ben. You know, Abhi Scandia took wickets at Arundel last week and then wickets again in this match.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think when the second team play well, you know, they've had some really good wins of late, and to turn over South Africa A, you know that when you call up somebody to come into team, there's a pretty good chance they're going to do a good job. And we're so impressed with Abhi this week. You know, he bowled brilliantly. He bowled very tightly on a tough wicket. And he looked threatening all game, I thought. And as I say, the ball and the wicket didn't offer the seamers a great deal. So to look like that on championship debut is fantastic and really encouraging.
And I guess it makes team selection quite difficult for Arundel next week as well. I guess George back in the reckoning as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the exciting thing. We've got George playing for England Lions. He would have been in the shake-up to play this game. We've got Abhi, Stuart Whitlam's bowling really quick. I think Ollie Robinson's coming back to fitness. And obviously the guys that are in the first team are doing really well as it stands. So, and Biro got an 11 for Arundel, so he'll throw his name in the ring as well. So, it'd be a good kind of headache, I think.
And great to see Luke Wright back in the runs as well.
Yeah, fantastic. He batted brilliantly. And, you know, he's such an exciting player. And he plays like that, scoring almost a run a ball. He's so hard to stop. And he's been looking good for a couple of weeks. I think the stress of captaincy lifted. He's he's looking really good. And, you know, hopefully plays well at Arundel. And then we go into 2020 where, you know, hopefully he can be a superstar again for us.
He's had the stress lifted. You got the stress now.
Yeah. It's put on me. That's why I'm looking even shorter.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed this week. I really enjoyed captaining today. I've got, as you said, we've got some exciting young bowlers and a good bowling attack to captain is always exciting. So, no, it'd be a good fun.
They made you captain till the end of the season, Ben. Does that sort of put a bit of a timeline on it for you? Or?
Oh, I'm not sure about that, really. It kind of happened quite quickly with Luke stepping down, so I think everyone probably needs a bit of time to adjust and breathe, and me to get used to keeping batting and captaining will be a good challenge. So, no, I'm perfectly happy to see where we are at the end of the year and hopefully take it on from there.
And, of course, you did it quite a bit last year as well and enjoyed it. Is that experience going to hold you in good stead?
Yeah, definitely. I learnt huge amounts from last year. I felt it probably affected my batting at the start. And then I got my batting right towards the end and scored runs as captain, which gave me a great confidence. And then it's just about getting the keeping right. And I was pleased that, you know, I felt I kept well this week, because it's the next big step is to keep consistently well and captain. There's a lot to think about. So, yeah, hopefully it's all coming into place. And it's nice to get a bit of a score to get going as well. So hopefully, yeah, I can do all three.
And you had that badly broken finger. How difficult is that to come back from psychologically? Every time the ball is stumping into the gloves, are you thinking about that? Or?
Yeah, it's one of those. Once you get back to training, it's kind of, you're just waiting on that first blow and you know it's coming. And hopefully you get through it, really. So, but once you get hit once, you're fine. You know, I knew I had a good rest period. I took it seriously. Took it to right to the point where I felt confident. So no, it's fully functional again.
Arundel next up. What do the players think about playing at Arundel? It's been a bit slow and low there in recent.
Yeah,
years.
Mixed feelings. I think the ground itself is obviously a stunning ground and a famous ground in its own right. But the wicket can at times be a bit frustrating, like this one was today. It can be frustrating for us with big, tall, heavy bowlers that bowl quick. You don't really get the most out of that kind of wicket. But, you know, hopefully we can do something. It spun there in the South Africa A game. We bowled them out with spin. So who knows? Maybe we can do that again. You know, the guys just got loads out of a slow wicket here. So who knows?
And how do you see this Division 2 shaping up, Ben? Because Northamptonshire have won today. And, you know, there's four of sides in the mix. And Sussex just on the fringe of that at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's loads of teams that will be challenging. I mean, Notts look like they're pulling away fractionally, but if they don't go and do that and beat teams around us, there's every chance that anyone can finish second. We started with tough fixtures, and now we're really putting the team together. The team is fit and firing, so, you know, hopefully we can really finish strong, not just next week and that back four games, you know, towards the end. We really hope we can finish strong, and yeah, especially that second place looks definitely up for grabs.